Chapter 3. I hurry to the library during fifth hour study hall to look up Sergeant Marcelo Ortiz online. He'd been in Dad's National Guard squad, so he was probably still here in Iowa. But a search for Marcelo Ortiz in Iowa City turned up nothing. Searching the whole state of Iowa didn't work either. Weird. He wouldn't have come from out of state to mail the letter from Iowa City. Maybe the National Guard had information on him. I Googled Sergeant Marcelo Ortiz, Iowa Army National Guard, and found my answer. I should have recognized his name, but I hadn't looked this stuff up in a long time. Sergeant Ortiz was dead, killed in action on August 28, 2005, in Farah Province, Afghanistan. He died the same day as my dad. What was going on here? Frustrated, I took refuge in the back corner of the library, where wooden partitions divided a table into four study carrels. I had spent many fine hours in this corner reading Treasure Island, The Catcher in the Rye, The Hunger Games, and Romeo and Juliet. I'd also read the poems of Edgar Allan Poe, Emily Dickinson, and Robert Frost, along with dozens of other books. Today, though, I knew I couldn't concentrate on reading if I tried. Instead, I distracted myself from the infuriating mystery by looking at the football forms. After American History 2 with Coach Carter seventh hour, I would turn them in, hope he wouldn't spot the faked signature, and join Ethan and the rest of the guys on the football team. Hiding back here? Isma Rafi dragged a chair around to the back of the cubicle table. Isma was the only girl I talked to at this school beyond the basic casual necessities, the only one who ever sought me out. Her parents had come from Iran to America shortly before she was born. Her father taught mathematics at the University of Iowa, 12 miles to the north in Iowa City, and her family had moved to Riverside last year. We'd been partners on a couple of school projects since then. Her long, almost black hair framed the tan, smooth skin of her warm face, and her faded jeans and her pink shirt looked nice without being super tight, like something Haley Green might wear. It was a different style than what she'd been wearing the year before, and I saw her.